all week. We'll snuggle up together like the birds of a 8:40
here on this Friday edition of Palmetto Mornings. 40 degrees on Palmetto Mornings, your home for news, talk, and sports. I'm Lucas McFadden.
And I'm Ashley Lang.
What do we say when the time and temperature line up? It's going to be a good day. 8:40, 40 degrees. Going to buy a lottery ticket today.
Do it.
No, and you know what I'm going to do instead? I'm going to buy a new unwrapped toy for our Toys for Happiness campaign.
There you go. I like it.
Spread some holiday cheer. If you're listening to us on the original, the OG, AM 1340. I was getting confused with 1933 from the Yellowstone universe. I apologize. Good morning to you on that platform. And if you're watching us or listening to us on the free WRHI app, congratulations. If you don't have the app, download it when you can.
We also want to say good morning to those watching us on Comporium Cable Channel 103, as well as those on Facebook Live.
We always enjoy getting an update from the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce, and we always enjoy our conversations with Mark Persley, and he's here to let us know what's going on through the rest of this year, as well as 2024. Good morning to you, Mark.
Good morning.
All right, my friends. So we've got Chamber Night at Winterfest at Kierwin's happening. So what are the details about that? That's tonight.
Yes. That event is actually tonight. We have partnered with Kierwin's to host a kind of a end-of-the-year holiday party. Formerly, we've done this as a holiday drop-in, but wanted to change it up this year. And so Kierwin's was gracious enough to actually give us a discounted ticket for Chamber members that also includes parking.
Oh, that's nice.
And then we are giving the first 100 Chamber members who register who come through and meet the Chamber staff at Harmony Hall tonight a $15 voucher, which can be used in the park for food, drinks, or a souvenir. And the biggest kicker is for the first time in my Chamber career, I'm allowing your family to come.
Oh, wow.
So bring your spouse, bring your kids, bring grandma, and let's just have a good Christmas time and experience Winterfest.
Job well done.
Yeah, that's great.
First of all, the backdrop of Winterfest there at Kierwin's is gorgeous. So
yes,
if you don't have your Christmas pictures to send in a Christmas card yet, you can take them there because a couple years ago, that's what we did. They were great. They're already designed. They did the displays. We just had our lights on our cameras and somebody else, and they took our pictures and off our phones, and that was
there
our Christmas
go.
Picture for
Merry
that year.
Merry Christmas.
Good to go.
That's exactly right. So what do folks need to do if they want to take advantage of this?
Yes, they just go to our website, yorkcountyregionalchamber.com, and click on the Winterfest link. That'll redirect them to a ticket purchasing site through Kierwin's. They just put in their credit card, and then the tickets will be emailed, or they can print them. You want to do that, though, before you arrive, because your parking ticket is included with that. So you don't want to go in, pay for parking, and then register. So do that before you arrive. Park opens at 5 and goes till 10. They've got all Winterfest things going on. 85% of the rides are going to be open. Parade and tree lighting is around 9, and I hear that Santa himself is coming.
Oh, well, there you go.
Good time.
You can knock out a bunch of birds with one stone.
Exactly.
That's
I had
right.
to think about that for a second.
Bunch of Rudolphs. reindeers with one stone.
There you go.
Well, you had me at Kierwin, so
absolutely.
That's fantastic, Mark. All right, you've got your Amber annual chamber breakfast, and which is your annual meeting. Mm-hmm. It's now scheduled for the end of January of next year. Now, what are the details about this?
Yep. So the past couple years, we have done our annual meeting virtually, and that is the time for us to report out what we did in the previous year and then what's to come in the next year. We decided to go back to in-person, but keep that separate from the annual awards. So this is just going to be an update, but we're going to have breakfast and a good time. And like I said, you'll get to hear everything that happened in 2023 and then what's to come in 2024.
It's exciting.
Yep.
Well, breakfast is the most important meal of the day, so get started on the right foot.
Absolutely.
Or right stomach, I guess. And that's open to Chamber members so they can get an update about what we accomplished in 2023 and where we're going to continue to grow and look forward to what's happening in 2024.
Absolutely.
Okay.
And then in February, which is the next month, that's when the award ceremony will
be
held.
That's when we're doing the annual awards.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's like part two.
Yes, part two. Got to keep you on your toes.
But
I
they
like
did
it.
Used to be together,
yes.
Right? And I know folks, chamber members have weighed in, and they said they really like the awards portion.
Mm-hmm.
They like the business portion, but if you're having an awards show, you want to have an award show. When we watch the Oscars or the Emmys, they're also not conducting the business part.
Correct.
They do that later.
Exactly.
So it's good to kind of break it up, because folks that want to know the business go to the business, and the people that want to know about the awards can go to both. So, exactly. I mean, it's a nice way of breaking it up, and you can focus on the award winners.
And that's the biggest thing with separating it, was I wanted to focus on the award winners and let them have a true Hollywood shining night.
Mm-hmm. So fun.
When we talk about the awards, mm-hmm. folks can go ahead and start nominating now, yes. right? And correct. How many different awards can we nominate folks for?
We've got 9 awards, and those awards are the Young Professional of the Year, the Small Business of the Year. We have area awards, so for Rock Hill, Fort Mill TK, and York. And then we have our Citizenship and Service Awards, our Athena International Leadership Award, which goes to a female, and then our Robert F. Youngblood Lifetime Achievement Award. Mm-hmm. So
folks are listening right now. They can nominate someone
yes.
for one of these awards. Mm-hmm. And when they nominate them, do they need – obviously have some supporting documents to do so? Do they need to fill out an application? What yep. is the what is the nomination process look like?
So you can go on our website into our awards page there and just click on the nomination form, and it'll ask you for your information, the person you're nominating's information, and then it'll give you a section to fill in information. What I always like to tell people is the more information you can give me, the better. Because when we submit this to a committee, a third party, so there's no bias. So the chamber staff's not picking the winners.
Great. That was my next question. Okay. Who picks these winners? So yep. continue.
So
this is great.
Chamber members, business leaders within the county, and then we also have in the past gotten other chambers that are outside of the area. Mm-hmm. What we do is we remove the name and contact information, so you are only seeing the achievements of that person.
Oh.
And so you're not going, oh, well, I know blah, blah, blah.
Oh, that's really smart, Mark. Mm-hmm. Because, so, yes, because
completely unbiased.
While business is a big network, it is very small, especially mm-hmm. around this area. So you remove anything that would tie that person to that. So correct. Just they're getting judged on their merits.
Correct.
Exactly.
The merits that meets the criteria of the award.
And then they can't call you and complain.
Well, that does help.
That might have happened once or twice before, right, Mark?
And then he came up with a new idea.
Pleading the fifth. I love that idea.
That's
that is a fantastic idea.
And it's a great way for other chambers, for y'all to raise awareness mm-hmm. about what our chamber's doing. So that's a double great thing.
You know, in our line of work, when we have to submit, we kind of have to submit like almost like this, like a body of your work, like mm-hmm. a resume. And it works, but sometimes I think if the agency would say, hey, you pick your show that aired on, I don't know, March the 13th. That's the show. Mm-hmm. You have to submit the show. That means you can't edit it. That's the show that aired, because that would be a true snapshot of what you do daily. Because we can edit. Now, we love to edit, and we really help. And it does. It's so you could see it from two lens, like through two separate lens. Mm-hmm. Lenses?
Lenses,
I think.
I mm-hmm. guess so. Hopefully they don't pick this day as the one we need to submit. But I like removing everything so you don't know who you're reading.
Yep.
That's a smart idea.
Makes it fair across the board.
That's right.
That's great. I wish maybe our people in our industry should maybe consider this as well.
And okay. when do nominations, what's the deadline for that?
So nominations are open right now, and you have until the end of December. And so that's when it'll shut off. And then we'll go through that process and get the awards and throw a big old party for everybody.
Okay. Put those dates on your calendar. Mark Persley, again, is with the York County Regional Chamber of Commerce. Have a great night tonight at Winterfest at Carowinds. That's a great gift to give the community, and hopefully they will be there and show their York County love.
Absolutely.